I appreciate it.
Well, Brian is not in favor.
Probably hold me to a vote for holding his hand again.
All right.
I'd be a girl instead of a woman.
Unless I have personal knowledge to the contrary, they're all girls.
Coffee's hot.
All right, the commission come back to order. Some of the people are expressing a desire to move right along here because they feel it perhaps that we have enough to start us off here to get going. I think it was, did you have something, Mr. Fisher?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to introduce a motion to clarify some of the debate that we've just had as it pertains to the decentralization, decentralization topic, which we have already passed on. And the reason I am, well, I think it'll be self-explanatory. And I make a motion that the topic on decentralization, centralization include the study of the problems of certification, recruitment, classification and pay, examination, and equal opportunity. And that the committee or committees that we assign to this consider the personnel law, the personnel rules, and the existing practices. And that they give their recommendations as to the solutions to any problems that they might find.
I'll second that.
Well, I can't repeat that because I wasn't listening.
I'm going to write it out here for you.
Well, I think we have it on tape. You want to add the It's been moved that the topic on centralization, decentralization include the study of the problems of certification, recruitment, classification of pay, examination, equal opportunity. And at the committee or subcommittee, consider the personnel law, the personnel rules, and the existing practices, and come up with recommendations. You want me to repeat that, anybody?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, was that just those subjects would be considered only?
No, it says the topic on the centralization, decentralization shall include but not be limited to the study of the problems of.
I second your motion.
The discussion?
I have a question. Gone to the chair. What do you mean by including pay? You mean it as comprehensive with classification pay is just like it's one subject, or you mean? Because I'm not convinced that this commission should be looking at pay structure for the state.
No.
I don't think that's our job.
That's not the way I meant it, right? Classification and pay in terms of classification of individual positions you established a classification, you established a range 10 or whatever for that classification. They go together, as I understand it.
As in comparison with the central, personnel office that might
right
have
now,
a,
yes,
that might have a comparable, and one might be 10 and the other one might be a 12 in the same,
well,
same
there,
job?
Well, there is a section within the personnel division referred to as classification.
There's an objection to that?
I don't quite understand
Mr. Hunt?
Yet, Mr. Chairman.
What's that?
There's an objection to pay.
No.
Being considered, and you're saying.
No, he thought there was pay, scales, structures, et cetera. Yeah, dollar amounts, and that's.
And that was not the intent.
That's not the intent. It's a comparison of equal positions, one being classified different than the other, perhaps. There's no...
Can I clarify that just a bit further? What I was referring to was the fact that right now, basically, classification and pay is handled, that function is handled by a section within the Central Division personnel. Should we, as we consider centralization, decentralization, we need to consider whether that function should be possibly decentralized or continue to be centralized, okay?
You've heard the amendment to the proposal? There's no objection? So ordered. All right. Ms. Fisher?
Mr. Chairman, I'm suggesting that we move along and maybe appoint some subcommittees.
That's where I was gonna go. Before we do that, if there's anybody here that, Mr. Fisher wasn't here last meeting, is that the vice chairman, Mr. Fisher, is compiling, as you know, the list of applicants for the position. And before the next meeting, that person will hopefully have been found and hired and be ensconced someplace temporarily, I suppose, before it becomes permanent in the state office building. And as soon as we find out where and when, we'll notify you by Twix or telephone or carrier pigeon. Okay, now the categories that we have lined out here are...
Categories of employees.
No, the topics of, for study.
Categories of employees.
Categories of employees. Who wants to be on that? What's your name?
My name is Patty Moriarty.
Yeah, that's the first thing I've heard you say today. I had this. All right. She will be on that. Mr. Yakupats, Mr. Gates. Yes?
Mr. Chairman, is it possible for alternates to be on it?
No. You can study it at your will and bring up anything you want, but I mean, I don't, it isn't necessary for the alternates, Pat, if you want to bring in anything. This isn't a tight committee, that isn't that tight. If you got something, you can stand up and holler as loud as you want to against the recommendations of the subcommittee, providing you're right.
Mr. Chairman, I'm asking a question. Is it possible for any member of the commission to attend?
Oh, an alternate. I thought you meant an alternate on the subcommittee, as you being an alternate on the subcommittee. Mm-hmm. What you're talking about is alternates that aren't here serving, that are representing somebody else.
Representing and putting their forth their view before the subcommittee.
Well, that's a proper question to ask. I would believe that the person sitting here as an alternate is representing the person that they're here for at their direct, at their direction, and as such, I could see that it would be interchangeable. When the commission member was here, they would be there, or the alternate would be there. I don't imagine as having divergent views, or certainly they wouldn't be there representing as alternates. It's up to the committee. I don't care. But if you're going to have to, you're going to have the same people, and one guy is going to be here and somebody else is going to be there, and I think you're just going to spin your wheels, Pat.
It'd be very helpful to me, Mr. Chairman, if I could assign one of the people who work with me before me and specialize in an area to maybe more than one subcommittee, because they'd be helpful in facilitating some kind of an understanding. And I couldn't possibly get all of them.
Doesn't make any difference at all. Anybody who wants to be on it?
I'd like to serve on that committee. And it is possible to assign someone as your representative to that subcommittee. Well, Mr. Chairman, if the purpose of the...
Wait a minute. Okay, go ahead.
I think the purposes of the subcommittees are to get all the input possible from all the parties, so I don't see how there could be any objection to getting...
With this one word of warning, again, I am not as the chairman, as long as I'm the chairman here, I'm not going to tolerate stacking any of these committees.
Well, Mr. Chairman, who's speaking that. About stacking of committees?
I said, as long as we
talking about input into the subcommittees.
Are you taking an exception to what I said?
I ask you whether it was possible for us to serve on one more than one committee and have a representative on those committees, because we have an interest in all the subjects.
Actually, I imagine it. I would say it would be up to the committee. It makes no difference to me at all. But again, I'm going to reiterate that as long as I'm the chairman, there will be no stacking of people on committees. And you can take that for what it's worth, and you can object to your, and we'll take it up for a vote in front of the full commission if you want.
Then why don't we vote?
On what?
On the makeup of the committee of the subcommittees.
Well, I have no objection to that at all.
Well, Mr. Chairman,
mm-hmm.
Maybe I can clear the air here. Certainly we can't have all Inland Boatman's Union members on one committee. Obviously, the committee is going to bring a representative report, so that as much participation from the Broadview as possible. I think that's what the commission is made up of, people from the Broadview. And I support the chairman in his statement about stacking a committee. I certainly wouldn't want all administrative people on one committee.
That's what I was getting
at. And I certainly, if I was in their shoes, I wouldn't want all labor relations people from the organization, employee organizations on the committee. So, but I think that the question was, as I understand it, is there any objection to participation or input being
None.
Given? And I think your answer was no.
No.
Okay.
I have no objection to anybody attending all of the subcommittee hearings or being here or anything else. The only thing that I said, and I think that Mr. O'Clery possibly clarified it, I didn't realize that I was maybe being misunderstood, that no subcommittee is going to be made up of just management or labor or legislators and bring in one side of the question, and we might as well get that straight right now before we even start.
I didn't hear anybody suggest that, Mr. Chairman.
Well,
talking about as one representative.
Mr. Murphy, you seem to be more or less interested in that aspect.
Well,
of it.
I disagree with you, Mr. Chairman.
Well,
I don't believe it was stated.
I'm very apologetic toward your personal beliefs, and if you would see me afterwards, I'll write you an apology.
Okay.
Is there any other problems? What's the next one?
Well, wait a minute. Have we picked the committee?
Anybody can be on the committee
okay.
who wants to get on it.
Okay.
All you have to do is hold up your hand and say.
Is it two?
Could we review the members that are? I think anyone.
I've got four names.
Who's on so far?
Patty Moriarty, Jay Yakupats, Pat Hunt, Pat Murphy.
Stack the committee with Pats.
Jay Yakupats.
Mr. Chairman, could I volunteer my colleague Joe McKinnon on that committee? No, he's not. He's a member.
You wait for the next one.
Okay, I want to centralize the
next one. All right.
Next one, centralization.
Next one, we have centralization. Decentralization.
Seems like this is a lie.
That's all for
our Chairman, I think this particular subject is a very broad one. I think you're probably going to need. Might even be that they want to split once they get organized to take on some separate issues.
Well, let's split it now because everybody wants
okay.
to be on it.
This is the discussion we had when we were discussing the issue.
Right.
All right, who wants to be on it? You taking down the names or are you just
looking at
the
names? Oh, my hand. Well, we'll wait for you to name some names.
Just put yourself down first and, you know.
You won't have to worry about all the hand.
You don't have to worry about it, you can start writing.
Neil, Don, Patty, Hunt, Linda, and Mark, how are you doing? John Pugh, Ken, Bill Ray.
We'll handle that one.
I don't, I think I'll go to Narrative System.
You don't want to be on video?
No, she knows where she's going. All right, the next one.
Addressing personnel system, if you have any collective bargaining, I think, that's what it was, something like that. Some wording like this.
Merit system and collective bargaining, here you go.
Gates, Ken, Hunt, Linda.
Well, I think the only way that we're gonna get to anything, so I can keep in reasonable touch with all of you, is the chairman will be an ex officio member of each of the subcommittees. That'll make it easier for everybody. I guess you're on it. Elias? All right, put him on. On the next one. Don't we have a fourth now? I thought we just agreed on the register and all. No, that was an amendment to the other one, right? Somehow I get the feeling that should be a separate deal for something.
Well, it's possible that, you know, out of this can, if we get some things identified early, we could perhaps assign some subsidiary things out.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. We have a very complex committee here, and we're dealing with both management, labor, and the public, and elected representatives, I guess you would say, besides. So anything that I'm saying here, I decided not to write the apology to Mr. Murphy. I thought I would give him the apology in person. And anything that I say here is not meant directional toward any group or to any individual. And I certainly would hope that you would give me a little leeway as the chairman in trying to keep things at least what I consider in an orderly fashion, so that we're not going to waste our time. Because if we're going to waste our time, we can just pull the plug on this thing right now and everybody go home and say get somebody else to do it. I think that we got enough people here to do the job, and we certainly got enough brains here to accomplish something. So if I offend any of you, and I probably will before it's all over with, I'll probably offend every one of you here. It's not intentional at this particular time.
Oh, I see. I got an apology for my beard.
Beard, nothing.
You reserve the right to offend any of us at any time, don't you think?
No.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I heard a name I didn't recognize. Is your name Yakopan? Uh-huh. How do you spell it? It's not on the list.
It's like it says, Yakopatz.
That's pretty good after all these years.
Representing?
Yakopatz, Public Safety Employees Association.
Oh. So the committee membership has been expanded, right?
No, but he's we're taking him in as a more or less a ex officio member.
Check with your alternate. We discussed that at last meeting. We decided not to increase membership, but to invite him to participate.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, when do you want to have the next meeting? Oh yeah, we got a bunch of good stuff here to pass out to you.
You asked for it.
Right? Everybody got their books? Might as well get them ready.
Chairman, Don, we'd be thinking about when the first subcommittee meetings might be held before the next meeting.
Well, do you want to choose anybody out there as the chairman of them, or do you want me just to tell you when to meet, or what?
Tell us when to meet.
I can appoint the chairman if you want. Let me see who we got here.
I think.
Chairman Ray?
Yeah?
Could it not be left up to the committee to elect your own chairman?
No.
Why?
Vote on it.
Well, if you want to vote on it, it's all right. If you ain't make that motion, go ahead, Ms. Murphy.
Okay. I move that committees be allowed to select their own chairman from among their group.
Second.
Well, then we're going to have to make a readjustment here on how many members can be on the committee. And we'll divide them up into, we have three, we'll put five members on each committee. And each one can serve on the committee, but if you want to be attached to another committee, you can do so as an observer and alternate. But you can be a non-voting member on any other committee, if that's the way you want it. I was trying to keep this more liberal and easy enough so that everybody would be represented. But we're going to get down to the push and shove. We might as well get it done with now.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I would ask for a vote on that ruling.
On what?
Why is the chair going to just simply make these rulings, or is the body going to decide on how we're going to?
As long as there's no objection, and if you have,
I have an objection.
All right, then all you have to have is. 8 votes in order to get the through.
Well, yeah.
On the motion, Mr. Chairman, I don't see what the problem is here with the chairman naming chairman of the committees that he himself has named. Number one, the responsibility of a chairman of a subcommittee is to deliver a report and to make sure the business is undertaken. You can carry this democratic process to the point where it becomes ridiculous. Number one, the chairman that you select may not always be available. I think that we need a chairman that's going to be at every meeting, if possible, and that's going to be accountable to the body through the chairman of the main body. So I would have to speak in opposition to the motion. I think we can get unduly bogged down, and unfortunately we get reduced to personalities and narrow viewpoints. But I think that the chairman who appointed those committees should also appoint the chairman of the subcommittee that is going to be responsible to this body.
Mr. Murphy?
I would move that I disagree. I think that the chairman did not appoint the committees. As far as I could tell, there were the committees, the members of the committees volunteered for the committees, and I think the individual committees should select who they feel the chairman of those committees, and I would move that we handle it that way.
Well, the only problem with that is that you'll end up possibly with one person as the chairman of two subcommittees, and I don't think that's what we want done here.
I think your point's well taken. I think you either have to appoint the chair of these committees and let everybody volunteer to be on them, or you're going to have to be very careful about the nature of the committee that you appoint if you're going to permit each subcommittee to elect its own chair.
Yeah, I understand.
And I'm prepared to go either way, but I don't think you can have a committee of volunteers and then suddenly find that it's not to your liking.
Well, there is a possibility that one person could be the chairman of all three subcommittees, and I don't think you could handle it that way, depending, of course, on how the vote would go. Well, you've heard the motion by Mr. Murphy. All those in favor of the subcommittee appointing their own chairman, raise your hands. 3, 4, 5, 6. All opposed? How many is that?
Six. Chair breaks the tie.
Six sticks, six sprays.
Well,
Chairman?
Yes.
I don't know if this is the time, but I think it was, the point was made earlier. If the chair is going to appoint the committees, if the chair is going to appoint the committees, then I think that the election of the chairman of the subcommittee should be left to the group. But if the committees are going to be volunteered, then I think the chair should appoint the chairman.
Well, that's the position we're at now.
Okay. Well, I know, but we need to start over then, if that's the case, because we have a volunteered committees, and we're kind of halfway down the road.
I was trying to give you as wide a latitude, because I know there's are people that are interested in serving on two committees and have the time to serve on two committees, while some of the other people will probably only serve part-time on one committee. See? That was the thought behind it, then we got into an impasse here, and...
Maybe I can break the impasse.
Yeah.
Let me move that the chair begin anew by appointing three people to chair the committees. We'll see if you can get a vote for that.
I'll second that. Mr. Chairman, yes. I would rather be able to serve on more than one committee and have input than if the choice is between being able to attend more than one committee meeting and electing the chairman, I would change my vote or withdraw my objection.
Well, it's perfectly within order for you to withdraw any motion that you make. So if you want to withdraw the motion, then I guess it was defeated already anyway, so if you want to make another motion, I don't think there's anything before us, really, at this particular time.
Well, I think you had the votes for my motion, which is to request that you appoint three people to chair the committees.
I'd rather not do that. I was going to try to give you a little leeway among yourselves, and I was going to allow you to pick your own committee chairman with the stipulation that the same person could not chair two committees. That was what I was trying to get around to when we got into the fracas here. I don't know if you agree with that or not, but that would seem to me that it would be possibly the easiest way to do things.
Mr. Chairman, yeah. I might clarify this. Probably Neil, I see what you're trying to do, but the proper parliamentary move would be to let the chairman make a decision, and if you disagree with the challenge, the chair,
right.
He has that authority.
I'll withdraw my motion, then go ahead. You decide.
That was what we did when Mr. Murphy challenged the chair this minute ago. I will tell the committee, the commission, that I I'm trying to get you people to as much leeway as you can go, but I'm not going to let the same guy chair two committees. That's all there is to it. So if you have in the categories of employees, you have Patty Moriarty, Jay Yakupats, Pat Hunt, Mr. Murphy, and Joe McKinnon. Now, we could do this very simply if you wanted me to do it this way, so that there wouldn't be any complex problem at all. And as a chairman, I would appoint a legislator to chair each one of these subcommittees, and then you wouldn't have that problem of labor and management. If that's what you'd like for me to do.
It's not a bad idea.
The problem is they may not be available for all the meetings.
Well, then they can designate an alternate. And that way, you're going to have to work for everything you get. Is there an objection to that? Do you see anything wrong with that? All right. Let's see who we got on there as legislators.
Eliza, McKinnon, Buckle, Ray.
Okay. All right, we'll make a make the categories of employees. We'll make Joe McKinnon the chairman, and centralization and versus decentralization, I'll make myself the chairman. And the collective bargaining will let Ms. Buchholz.
There you go. Once again, could somebody read off who wound up on the different committees?
Mm-hmm. You can change around any place you want to go now.
All ready for the names? Categories of employees. Patty Moriarty is serving as an alternate to Frank Levin. I assume Frank is at the position. Mm-hmm. Jay Akapats, Pat Hunt, Pat Murphy, Representative McKinnon. Centralization versus decentralization. Chairman is Senator Ray. Representative Eliason. Representative Buchholz. Ken Spray. John Pugh. Linda McCurry. Pat Hunt. Frank Flavin. Don Fisher. Neil Thomas. Bert Charney. Did I leave anybody else off? Okay. The last one is Representative Buchholz, Commissioner Allen, Ken Spray, Pat Hunt, Linda McCurry, Pat Murphy, Greg O'Clery.
I will ask each of the chairmen, and we'll notify Representative McKinnon, that each of the chairmen designate a vice chairman to serve in his absence. And on the committee that I chair, the vice chairman will be Mr. Fisher. You want to take your time, Thelma? You can
Mr.
appoint
Chairman,
whoever you want.
May I have another try on the list of people?
Commissioner Allen.
Okay.
Gates is the alternate. Ken Spray. Mm-hmm. Pat Hunt. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Pat Hunt. You don't have.
You'd really be able to work him over.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Pat Murphy. Greg
O'Clery. Can I designate Greg as my
fine
vice chairman?
Now this for the next meeting?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
May I make a few comments about what I just passed on?
Sure.
My name is Ken Vassar.
I'm sorry.
Legislative Affairs Agency. We received a request for a copy of lists of the statutes and regulations that deal with the state personnel system. Several of the staff members of Legislative Affairs have spent the last couple of days compiling these lists. You have separate sheets for state constitutions, each title of the Alaska statutes, and each title of the administrative code. In addition, you have a separate sheet for the session laws for this year, which passed. Because so many of us, well, because there were more than one of us that had to do this kind of research in order to be able to have this presented by the time of this meeting, there may be a small amount of inconsistency as far as determining what statutes deal with the state personnel system. However, I think that we took a broad view of that and simply could, in reasonably connecting statutes with the personnel system, and probably included everything in which we are interested in. In addition, I have here a copy, I have Xerox copies for each of those statutes and regulations, which I can either keep myself or present to the chairman At any rate, we have some copies of the statutes.
That's one complete set, is it?
This is one complete set here. We didn't have time to make one.
You weren't gonna make one for everybody.
I would suggest that the vice chairman of the committee take that in his possession and
dump it on the stuff.
Give it to the to our slave. I borrowed a system that we're gonna have working for us.
As far as the Xerox copies go, because of the nature of the Alaska statutes, there will be a copy, in some instances, of the statute that is in the main body of the statutes, another copy that is in the supplements, and another copy still that may be in the session list for this year. So there may be some confusion as far as that goes, but they are all in order.
All right. When do you want to have the next meeting? Want to hear anything? November, October?
Middle of October.
Has to be after, before or after the, before the 21st and after the 28th?
Well, 21st is fine with me. I just suggested you.
Do you want to give a chance for the subcommittees to meet?
Well, that's what I thought. Where are we now? We're in the third. It'll give you 2 weeks to meet that, and you're going to come up with anything. I thought maybe the first week in November, maybe something like the 4th or 5th or 6th or 7th. There might be some different people sitting here. You don't know.
How are you
going to
get?
This is going to be the
banquet
here.
How about the 9th?
What's the 9th?
Happens to be good.
2 days after the election.
It's a Thursday.
I have to be here anyway, that's all.
Thursday. So, does anybody have a problem with Thursday the 9th?
October, November 7th, November 8th, 9th.
November 9th, that's 2 days after the election. Yeah. I'll give you plenty of time. As long as it's after the election.
Yeah, that's better.
1:30, all right. You want to make it 1:30?
1:30, same time, all right?
I hope I won't be lame.
Once again, I want to thank you all. And we have no other business. Meeting is adjourned.
My coat.
Are we supposed to take these things?